Secretary Rumsfeld says coalition military activities in Afghanistan will enter a new phase, shifting away from major combat operations to stability operations designed to improve security and help reconstruction efforts in the war-devastated nation.
We're at a point where we clearly have moved from major combat activity to a period of stability and stabilization and reconstruction activities. The bulk of this country today is permissive, it's secure. It is clear that that's the case by virtue of the fact that we see people returning to their country from all across the globe in large numbers.
Secretary Rumsfeld says pockets of resistance still remain in Afghanistan, and coalition combat operations will continue to target the remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. There are currently about 9,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They make up the bulk of coalition forces in the country. The defense secretary says a key component of future coalition military activities in Afghanistan will be so-called provincial reconstruction teams that will focus on reconstruction and development projects.
Our hope is that by taking into the important parts of this country teams of people that can contribute to security, but even more important, contribute to the lives of the people in those provinces by way of hospitals or schools or medicines or roads, all the things that might be needed, that these PRTs can play a constructive and useful role.
Mr. Rumsfeld met with Afghanistan's interim president, Hamid Karzai, and pledged continued U.S. support to train Afghanistan's new national army. Mr. Karzai says Afghan government security efforts are improving, especially operations monitoring Afghanistan's porous border with Pakistan. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Kabul.